All right, open your Bibles, please. If you have a King James Bible, it doesn't matter where you open it. It's all true, it's all good, and it's all right. Heads bowed, eyes closed real quick. Let me ask you a question. If you read your Bible this week at least one day, raise your hand. Put your hands down. If you made it every day this week and read your Bible, please raise your hand. Put your hands down. Look right up here. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. And I don't mean open it up and read one verse. John 11:35, Jesus wept. Oh, done my Bible reading for the day. That's not what I mean. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Sometimes I feel like the parent that says, make your bed. Make your bed. Make your bed. Make your bed. Look, you need to read your Bible. That's the most important thing. That's the thing that will help you through anything in life is if you develop a personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. When you learn to walk with God. You learn to walk with God. When you graduate out of the youth department, you ought to have developed a personal walk with God so much so that it's a habit. Every morning you just know the first thing I'm going to do is read my Bible. I do two things every morning when I wake up. Number one, I open up my phone and I start praying through a list of teenagers' names. Then I read my Bible. Why? That I've made it a habit. I've made it a habit. Every morning that's what I do. What do you do in the morning? What's the very first thing you do in the morning? Do you check your Instagram? Is that the first thing you do in the morning? Do you clear all your notifications on your phone? Is that the first thing you do in the morning? Do you clean the boogers out of your eyes? Is that the first thing you do in the morning? That's supposed to be funny. You're supposed to laugh. Thank you. But read your Bible. I've told you more than once, you're supposed to read the Bible until it reads what? You read it until it reads you. That's how you know you're getting enough. You read it until it reads you. 2 Samuel. Take your Bibles, the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 16. I was reading this, not this morning, but actually yesterday in my Bible reading, and it just stuck out to me. You know how it is. You'll read things, and you've heard it before, you've read it before, but then all of a sudden you read it again, and it just sticks out to you like a sore thumb. It's like, wow, you know, I've read that before, but it just latched out at me for some reason. How do you treat somebody who throws stones at you? How would you treat somebody if all of a sudden they just came up to you and started throwing rocks at you? Literally, just started throwing rocks at you. Markel, how would you treat somebody if you knew the guy, he just came out and said, started chunking rocks at your head? He wouldn't last, would he? No, okay, he'd take him down. Girls, how would you feel if one of your friends comes out from behind the corner, it's not a water balloon, it's not a foam Nerf football, it is a rock, and they start throwing rocks at your face? You know that thing you try and pretty up every morning? The thing you pretty up every morning, okay? How would you feel if one of your friends started chunking rocks at your face? Let's find out how we should respond to those that throw rocks at us. How should we respond to them? Let's start reading verse 5, 2 Samuel 16 and verse 5. And when David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. So he came out of the house, and there's David riding by on his horse or whatever he was on. Maybe been a horse named Chevy, I don't know. But he comes riding down through the street, and this guy comes out of his house and starts yelling curse words at the king, at David. Verse 6, and he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. So here's David. He's riding through, or he's coming through this place, and this man who is of the house of Saul, he comes out and starts cursing at the king, and then grabs stones and starts throwing it at the king and throwing it at all the servants and throwing it at all the men and all the women and all the soldiers, and everybody just starts throwing rocks at everybody. I don't know about you, but that'd be kind of an awkward situation, okay? Here's your king. Okay, it'd be like all of us following preacher, okay? We're following preacher, and he says, hey, let's go soul winning. We're going through the apartment complex. He rounds the corner, and this crazy guy jumps out of a house and starts cursing at preacher and throws rocks at him. Be like, what do we do? I mean, and then he starts throwing rocks at us. It's like, hey, stop, man. Stop. Stop throwing those things. And he starts cursing at us. How would you respond? How would you respond? Let's look at how David responded. Look at your Bible. Don't believe me. Believe the book. Look at your Bible. Read along with me. Verse 7, the Bible says, and thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. So now he's mocking the king. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief because thou art a what? Bloody man. Verse 9. I love this verse. I love this verse. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. Here's the servant of the king, of King David. Just like, I mean, just imagine, preacher and us, we're going out soul winning through the apartments, and one of us goes up to preacher and says, let me go, what's he doing? Let me go just chop off his head. How many of you would feel that way if somebody was throwing rocks at you? Yes, we would all feel like chopping somebody's head off. You'd want to lash out at them. You'd want to go do something to them to get back, okay? He said, let me go chop his head off. That's my kind of guy right there, okay? Let me go chop his head off. But notice what David does. Look down at verse 10. And the king said, what have I to do with what? You, ye sons of Zeruiah. Now, wait just a minute. He's talking to the man that wanted to go chop off the head of the enemy. He's not talking to the man who's throwing rocks at him. He's talking to the man that wants to take vengeance on the one who's throwing the rocks. He's not talking to the man throwing the rocks. Let's keep reading. Look down in verse 12. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction and that the Lord will requite me, what's the next word? Good, for his cursing this day. And as David and his men, read the rest of that to the comma with me, went by the way. What'd they do? They just kept going. They just kept going. Now you listen very closely to me. There are going to be people in your life that throw stones at you. There are going to be somebody in your life that throws rocks at you. There's going to be somebody in your life that they're going to get on a social media network and they are going to lash out at you. There's going to be somebody in your life, they're going to make a comment on your Instagram and you're going to think, why did they say that? And they are going to lash out at you. It may not be a physical rock, it may be a virtual rock, but they are going to throw a stone at you. Now you listen very closely to me, how you respond makes all the difference in the world. It makes all the difference in the world. I have watched our preacher. I have seen people personally take and stab at our preacher. I have seen people poke at our preacher. I have seen people make fun of our preacher. I've seen people who have even, some people who have left this church and they do not agree with our preacher and they lash out with their tongue at our preacher. There's some people in this church, believe it or not, that lash out at our preacher. But you listen very closely to me, our preacher just keeps going. Just keeps going. He just keeps going. How in the world, Brother Jonathan, how should I treat those that throw stones at me? I'll give you 3 points. Number one, stay calm. Stay calm. You ever seen somebody that acts like this when something doesn't go their way? I can't believe they did that. I just can't believe they did that. Especially girls. Girls, I just can't believe they said that about me. How dare they say that about me? 1 minute you're friends and the next hour you're not friends. Girls are that way all the time. She's not my friend anymore. I just can't be friends with her. Then the next week, you're best buds. You're walking arm in arm down the hallway. I'm thinking, good night. Good night. Can I tell you how to react when somebody throws stones at you? Stay calm. Stay calm. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. When somebody lashes out at you, stay calm. Don't react harsh to them. Don't yell at them. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. We're supposed to let God fight our battles for us. We're supposed to let God take vengeance for us. Not us. Not us. I'll get on Facebook, and it's amazing how people will post things on Facebook just to get a response. And I've posted things on there before, and somebody would get on there, and they just start, and it's like they're fighting a war. All I did was say, you know, okay, for instance, one time I posted on Facebook about energy drinks and how energy drinks are not good for you. They're bad for you. They're bad for you, okay? And, you know, you got to be very careful. You guys are teenagers. You're not working a midnight job. You don't need that stuff, okay? And so I put on there that, you know, that it's bad for you. It's not good for you. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your health. And some people got on there, and I mean, they were just ranting and raving. This person got on there and said, you know, there's a lot of caffeine in coffee, too, and all this kind of stuff. Well, think with me. Coffee, do you gulp it or sip it? Sip it. Most of the time, sodas and all that kind of stuff, you just gulp it. I've seen some of you put away a soda, yeah, or two or three. I've seen that. Okay, but what happened? You ready? I said that, and then somebody got on there, and they just started lashing out. And then a person, another friend of mine, lashed at that person. And then another friend of mine lashed at those two people. And then another friend. I'm just sitting there watching it thinking, all I did was say it's not good for you. I mean, I'm going through this whole thing, and all these people are commenting back and forth. It's like that young man there. David was walking by doing nothing, minding his own business, and guy comes out, hey, you stupid blankety-blank person, yeah, you, hey, take that, starts throwing stones at him. The other guy says, oh, come on, come on, go, come on, let me go, let me at him, let me at him, take his head off, let me at him. That's what it is. I posted that on Facebook, and it's like all my friends thought they had to defend me. I'm thinking, no, settle down. I even had to text some people and said, I'm sorry, you know, I deleted your comment because that's just ridiculous, okay? You know, what did they want to do? They wanted to lash out at people. They wanted to lash out at people. Listen very closely to me. If you're not careful, you'll take the side of another person. You'll find out your friend got hurt or offended, and you'll take their side, and before you know it, you're going over there, and your friend is okay now. Your friend's okay now. All right, Jericho, let's come here. I'll show you. Jericho, Emily makes fun of Jericho. I mean, she just laughs at her, points her finger at her. Both, do both. Okay, and laughs. Okay, she goes away. Okay, go sit down. She goes away and she's hurt. I mean, her friend just laughed at her. Her friend just made fun of her. So she goes away, and she cries on Hannah's shoulder. And she's like, you know, I can't believe Emily did this. And you're consoling to her and all this kind of stuff. And here's what happens. But she says, it's okay, though. I forgive her. It's fine. She's done with it. Go sit down. But here's what Hannah does. She goes over and starts strangling Emily. That's not how you strangle somebody.
Hand around throat.
There you go. Okay. Thank you. Sit down. Here's the way a lot of Christians are. Somebody, and it has nothing to do with you, it's none of your business, one person's not getting along with another person, you feel like you have to defend your friend. And before you know it, everybody's upset at everybody. And then poor Jericho, the one who was offended, the one who got hurt, is like, what's going on? Why is everybody so mad at everybody? Why is everybody so mad at everybody? She has no idea. Why? Because her friends took to her defense. Said, I'm going to take care of it. What do you do when somebody throws stones at you? Stay calm. Stay calm. Remember when I preached on the tongue, you're not supposed to tell everybody about it. Number two, how do I treat stone throwers? Number two, stay focused. Stay focused. This is not what David did. The guy starts throwing stones at him. He says, hey, man. It's all right. Hey, we're going to come to your house. We're going to eat some cheesecake and drink some soda. That's not what he did. No, he stayed focused. He kept going. He kept going. You think he's going to hang around the guy throwing rocks at him? No, he just kept going. He just kept going. Stay away from the people that are doing wrong. You just keep doing right. You just keep doing right. What did he do? He stayed calm. He didn't react harsh. Not only that, he stayed focused. And then number three, he stayed right. He stayed right. There was one person doing wrong that entire time, and that was the stone thrower. If David tried to take vengeance on the man, now you listen very closely to me, King David had every right to do whatever he wanted to do. He was the king. He could have looked at that man and said, yeah, go take his head off. Come on, guys, slow-mo, get it. Yeah. But he didn't do that. And because he didn't act that way, you listen very closely to me, he stayed right. And the one that was doing wrong was the only one who did wrong. The way you react to situations determine whether you stay right or you end up going down with the person throwing the stones. You know right now there's some people in your life who are throwing rocks. You know it. There may be somebody in your life that's talking bad about an authority. There may be somebody in your life that's talking bad about their parents. There may be somebody in your life that's talking bad about their preacher. There may be somebody in your life that is speaking ill towards somebody else. And you know there's a stone thrower in your life. You know there's a rock thrower in your life. And how you react to them determines whether you're going to stay right or go down with them. Go down with them. Now, if you remember the verses we just read, David was not the only one who had stones thrown at him. All the people around King David had stones thrown at them. Our church is growing. You ready for this? The more we grow, the more people are going to point and mock and laugh and criticize Parkside Baptist Church. But I promise you, our preacher's worth hanging around. Parkside Baptist Church, it's worth hanging around. Somebody once said, I know I'm in the lead, I know I'm ahead, because I keep getting kicked in the rear. Stay right. Stay right. Let's support our preacher. Let's support Parkside Baptist Church. And watch how you react. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.